بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the past, as a person was over with the Zahiri ilm, Zahiri ilm will refer to things that pertain to the actions that are perceivable, namaz, roza, zakat. So he'll spend some time to see that the batin is right. Because the Quran Sharif says, Zaru Zahir al Ismi wa Batina. You have to be mindful of the perceivable wrongs and the wrongs that are not perceivable. The Quran says both you must be taking care. If you only took care of one and the other was neglected, then it isn't complete. And you haven't applied the verse Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Come into Islam, come wholly, completely. So Mullah Jami Rahmatullah Ali, he's done his former studies. So now the great concern is that I've done this, but the kitab that I've learned, the hadith and the ayats of the Quran, both refer to the Zahir and the Batin. So, on account of the blessings of my teachers and my elders, I learned the Zahir. And the Batin I haven't yet learned. I dedicated now 10 years, Hifz and Kitab, etc., to get the Zahir right. How much time have I dedicated to get the Batin right? If I haven't, then it's incomplete. And then, is it right for me to be called an alim when I've learned just partial, and the other side I have neglected? It's not right for me to call myself. And I'm going with some false pretext. If I get both right, then inshallah I know, alright, I know this and I know that side. Otherwise, let alone giving a false impression to others, I'm giving a false impression to myself that I know it. Whereas there is something that is discrete. And these things that are discrete, they're not perceived by everybody. See, the doctor will pick it up that this is the problem. But a problem with this organ, that failure, that is collapsing in him. So you can't pick it up yourself. And this is a design of Allah Ta'ala. وَجَعَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا وَجَعَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ سُخْرِيَّةً. One is subservient to the other. Everybody is not the same. He's made it with subserviency. So if you got something, then you are short of something. What you're short of, you need to go and refill. A small little thing like roti, you need that roti, right? Don't you subject yourself, someone, to get your rotis right. So, when you subject yourself to the mukoti to get the roti, then the more important things in life, it's when you be subjecting yourself. One person came to Hazrat Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh and he's complaining, Hazrat, dua karo, meri biwi bimar ho rahi hai. Ek dua, wife is sick, ek dua for her. Aur wo meri rotiya pakaya karti thi. She used to make my rotis. Make dua for her recovery. So this ulama are a grade of their own. Adi sahab, one in a million we find that. What million? One in a trillion we find. Because But they talk of Hadith of Rahmatullah Alayhi. They say that it was Hadith of Rahmatullah that came and revived the whole tasawwuf. A lot of things were concealed and he opened it out. What was concealed, what was not known, he opened it out. So when he opened it out, it means what a good vision he must have had of the field. That he saw, right, this is what happened for a couple of centuries, and I need to get this opened out. Then for that, his vision must have been tremendous. He saw it's concealed, what's the problem? Not for a year, for a couple of centuries it was concealed. And then he, Allah gave him that ability to see it and to open it thereafter. And many a times, you look in his works, Hadith Sahib's work, and there's an ishkal, in one word, he is open the whole thing, just one word. So that means his knowledge was something else. Just one word, and he's found sometimes the Hadith is contradicting, and one word he sorted it out. One word. Like, for example, there's a Hadith that you must avoid suspicion, right? But there's another Hadith which says, be careful. So one says, avoid suspicion. And the other is, when you're dealing and working with people, then be careful. So now how do you reconcile the both? So he says, that the Hadith which says, be careful, then two explanations. One explanation is, be careful of your own self, that you don't have badgumani with others. Be careful of your own self. And the other explanation is, when you are transacting, then transact not as though he is a suspect, but you're treating like as though you are suspecting, as though. So you don't have the suspicion against the person, but the way you will transact as though you are suspicious. So when you're suspicious, then you will record everything, you will appoint witnesses, right? Or you will take a collateral, all these things you will do. So you don't have suspicion, but this is the Quranic recommendation. So you're applying the Quranic recommendation. But you see the type of ilm Allah Pak blessed them. So these people, Allah Pak opened it out for them. So what a good vision they must have had. The vision was too good, too beautiful. Sometimes Azmur Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi and Azmur Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi are having a discussion. And Qasim Sahib would say, Shorab Hadi Sahib ke paas ja karke hum iska tay kar lenge, we'll sort it out there. Azmur Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, yeah, we respect him for the knowledge that he's got, but this is a different thing altogether. How is he going to find out a solution for something that he is not the man? He's not the man of that field. How is it? So Mawlana Qasim Sahib would say, that means my bayat was bekar. I took bayat on that person's hand because of his knowledge. So he could see what I couldn't see, what I can't understand. He could reason far beyond my reasoning. So he took that oath of allegiance at the hands of Hadith Sahib because of this. So this man is complaining about his wife being ill and the fact that she is making the rotis. So now Hadith Sahib, like I said, Allah Pak opened the whole story to him. He's opened the whole story. So dekho, koi, someone is he's getting released from prison, and that man is crying about it. Is there an occasion to be crying? He's getting released from prison and this man is crying about it. But now you see the istihzar of the hereafter, istihzar of life, the presence of mind. That's the essence of life. Not just the knowledge, but the presence. consciousness, the awareness. See, the turbulence in life is because, main turbulence in life is because we don't have the presence of mind of the hereafter. If the hereafter is in front of us, there is no turbulence. Then you got Allah Ta'ala all the time. Then you're not worried about someone's praise or disgrace. Then you're not worried about the fluctuations in life. Because you have Allah Ta'ala at such a level, it's there in your mind, rooted deeply. Nothing is affecting you. So, one of the main problems is we don't have that presence of mind of Allah Ta'ala, of the Qiyamah, of the hereafter, of rewards, etc. We don't have that mind. And if you got that, then it's an easy thing. In Bayan al-Quran, more times Sahib Rahman says, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. You're doing good works with Iman, then we'll give you, we'll assure you a pleasant life. So I like to see what Hazrat had to say. What is the meaning of pleasant life? It's an assurance, the guarantee will give you an enjoyable and a pleasant life. So he says, such a person who's got Iman and good works, then his life will be simple and content. He's simple and he's contented. Right. So his life is simple and he's content. Will there be any occasion where he's going to be grieving and shouting and complaining? Will there be any? He's content and he's living a life of simplicity. He will think at any given time that I got much more than I deserve. That's how he'll think. And this thinking will not just be a thought, it'll be a reality. So one is a thought, like you heard something in a bayan, so it's a thought, right? Must go with this thought. But one is you living that. So can you see the difference? And if you don't do that, then money becomes your imam. Wealth begins to rule your life. So in this last week, some wealthy people now, they complain, right? They put big investments in Turkey, right? Now when they saw something happen in Turkey, the whole tide just swung. Before everyone was going, holiday, Turkey, that's the destination. For holiday, that's the destination to go and invest. And now suddenly that happened, Allah just shook the thing a little bit, and the whole direction just turned up. They're not talking of Turkey, they're not talking of investments. And the greater problem they got now, that those that have the investments there, they can't pull them out. Because the Turkish law is that you can't just keep it there for convenience 1-2 years and pull out. No. Keep it there for 10-15 years. Then you move it. Now if they stash in 10 million, 20 million there now, how to disinvest? The meanwhile they're getting ghabrats. Kya hoga? So your problem was that you made the wealth your imam. So if that's your imam, you're going to follow the imam. Iqtadaytu bihadha al-imam. So now you're saying iqtadaytu bihadha al-mal. Mal is going this way, you're going this way. Taking it that way, it will take you, you go that way. So you got the wrong imam. The imam is wrong. You got an imam, but the imam is wrong. So the imam is wrong, you will be wrong. So get the right imam. So what is the right imam? The right imam is iman and love. A very deep level of love. You know, we're talking of batin. So not just a casual love, but a love that is extremely deep. Because Allah Pak says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Their love is not just casual, it is intense. So now we need to see, is the love intense or not? Or is it just a casual love? And then if something doesn't work out, then we don't seem to be having the clarity, we don't seem to have the happiness, we don't seem to have the cheer if something doesn't work out. You know this verse of the Quran Sharif, كَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. Man is given to disputing. So in Bayan al-Quran, Allah's God, even more than the other creation, animals and jinnat, this man is given to dispute. He wants to dispute. He doesn't want to accept it. That will happen. It happens in this world and will happen in the hereafter as well. Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif is a hadith. The man is summoned before Allah Ta'ala. So how are you? No, Allah Ta'ala, I believed in you. I believed in your Rasul. And I followed. I made itaat. I was obedient. So Allah Ta'ala speaks to the person, tells him, but your book of deeds is saying something else. That you were disobedient, you didn't believe in Allah Ta'ala, in His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, see that nature of disputing carries on, continues there as well. When he continues there, then he says to Allah Ta'ala, I'm not prepared to listen to this book here. I don't know about this book here. How can you use this as an argument against me? And Allah Ta'ala, haven't you promised me that you're going to be just with me? So I didn't see this book here. When I haven't seen this book here, then how can this be an evidence against me? Alright. But the malaika have got it in record. They remember it, they got it in record. I don't know them, I didn't see them, I didn't see the writing and recording the records, so how can I accept that as well? I can't trust that as well. Well, then the lower mahfuz has got it in record that you committed this wrong in this place at this time with this person. But you assured me that you'll be just, there'll be no injustice. So how can you use this against me? So when he says this, then Allah Ta'ala will seal the mouth. Then his hands begin to speak, his legs begin to speak. And when all these things begin to speak, then he says, بُعْدًا لَكُنَّ وَسُحْكًا فَعَنْ كُنَّ كُنَّ أُدَادِلْ. Get away with you, you know. All I was doing for your pleasure. For the pleasure of the eye, for the pleasure of the ears, for the pleasure of the hand, I was doing things. And now you are fighting against me. I spend my life for your pleasure, for your comfort, for your cheer. I was engaging in talks unnecessarily. I was engaging in ghibat. I was doing a lot of things, but I did for your pleasure. And now you turn around against me. فَبُعْدًا لَكُنَّ وَصُحْكًا فَعَنْكُنَّ كُنْتُ أُنَادِلْ. So man by nature, he wants to dispute, fight. If the fight is not verbal, not physical, then it's definitely mental. The fight is on in the mind. Yeah, why he did this? Why did he say this? How can he tell me this much? What he thinks of himself? So is there a dispute or not? Is your mind at ease or it's in a turbulent state? It's fighting all the time. Sometimes it's about the wife, sometimes the child, sometimes the boss, sometimes the workers, sometimes the friends, but it's a fight carrying on continuously. So the mind is not free of dispute. So he's talking about the general man, illa ma sha'a rabbu, are those that are an exception to the rule. Otherwise, the man in general, he wants to take on, he wants to fight it, he wants to challenge, anything of the challenge, fight. He doesn't want to accept it. Make 101 disputes, no, I must get it right. He said this, I'll say this, and this all, I'll just wrap him up. So, that's man. He wants to dispute everything. قَالَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. He doesn't want to accept it. And that's what complicates the whole process, because the process requires that you must not be in denial. And now you are in denial, so how are you going to prove, how are you going to move? The Shaykh is saying something, and you're in denial, how are you going to move? Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah was discussing this subject with Al-Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He says, my Shaykh Al-Mu'tami Sahib Rahmatullah says, that nowadays, if you want everything to be running with sanity, then the husband must take the role of the wife. Then that he can run. As though he's the wife, she's the boss, and then the home can run. But if you want to carry on like the boss, then you'll have uphill all the time. So that is showing now how people's minds have just gone in reverse. And now you want sanity in the house, so the sanity can prevail if you just swap the role. One person came as a guest, you know. So he's telling the host after about 12 days, he spent 12 days in the house, overstayed his hospitality, and now he's saying the host that, you know, you must be thankful to me. Now our Gujarati people, they can't speak straight. They have to speak, go around the bush, then after some time, then sometimes it's just eluded, carry on. So they can't see straight, unless if it's a money matter. Money matter is straight, they'll say. But if anything else, they can't speak straight. That's a problem. So I should see a different mizaj in Deoband. Deoband will say it straight. If it is Maududi that is doing wrong, he's wrong. He's doing haram, finished. Now, if you look at this, the level of knowledge, these books and all that, at a very high level. But they need to single him out and say, this man is wrong, he's off. He's off the course. Okay. Well, Abdul Sami Sahib, he wrote Anwar Satya, right? And Admiral Saharanpuri Sahib Rahmatullahi, he was instructed by Admiral Gangohi Rahmatullahi to give an answer. So he wrote Barahina Qatiya in response to Anwar Satya. In the meanwhile, Mawlana Abdul Sami Sahib is the student of Muhammad Ali, Muhaddis Saharanpuri, Mawlana Qasim Sahib, and also the Khalifa of Hazrat Adi Sahib Rahmatullahi. And now he wrote some kitab, and then Mawlana Saharanpuri Sahib Rahmatullahi wrote a kitab against him. But just read the Muqaddama. He's an outright bidati, this man, taking the name. What knowledge he's got? Openly. Now, that's the training we got in Jehovah. That if it's bidat, call it a bidat. If it's a bidati, say it's a bidati. Roundabout, but no, it's not. It's all right now. Don't make a noise. Don't fight. Be good with everybody. So that's the way we are getting trained nowadays. But that zamana, it's a bidat, finish, khalas. End of the story. Almost Saharanpuri Rahmatullahi, or to or, he would say about Allama Shami Rahmatullah Alayhi, that nis bidati hai. And I can understand why. There's two, three masalas that he went off, right? Like Sima and Chadar and all that, over the graves, he went off. So he said, nis bidati hai. I heard from my ustad that he's a student of Yusuf bin Nuri Sahib Rahmatullahi. He says, Mubtadi ul mizaj hai. So he did go around the bush, said it as it is. So why you appreciate it? You appreciate it because you know what's the caliber of the person, how to take him and how to leave him, how much to accept of him and how much to reject of him. And even if the Shaykh is doing it, then too you have the heart, you know, the allegiance to the Shariat is such, then even if the Shaykh is doing it, so I don't agree with this. Then Adhari Sahib Rahmatullahi wrote Haft Masala, right? So Adhari Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullahi said, Isku Hamma mein ja kar ke jhung do. When dumped this kitab. Now outwardly it would seem, what a great beard be. But it was if you look the whole story and panned out, then it was a blessing to the whole India. He stood in the defense. So this kitab can't be published, finished. But you see how they speak open, straight, clear. So people with weak istidad like us, we can understand it once, alright, we understand how much to take of them and how much to be careful about them. Now if they mix up the busrugi with the ilm and everything else getting mixed up, so now that common person now can't understand that one side is a busrug and one side is sahib ilm and one side is saying these type of things. Now where do I draw the line? How do I work it out? Can the common person see the picture right? He can't get it right. So to maintain our personal relationship is the most important thing, but to maintain the deen of the public becomes a secondary thing. But if we see it as it were, then the public knows, they are apprised, or this is the limit. Now look at Hazrat Muhammad Thami Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Straight, clear, right? Qulu qawlan sadida. One villager comes up and he says, you know, so and so peer came to the town and I feel like joining up with him. Approximate words, right? I feel like meeting him. He looks too smart, you know. I'll give for that. Just be careful you ever utter this thing here. Watch out. It's approximate words, right? Anyway, he got scared of you to be. Now it turned out that that person was a bidati, right? Now how bidati, you know, someone is going nowadays. That time also the bidatis were the same. Now what's happening to our ulama now, the bidatis were doing the same thing at that time. Like they were talking to girls, women freely. Talking to them. And no hijab. They talking to them openly. Alright, they were a few steps even more. They were talking to them freely. And then, sometimes they are hugging. They are hugging that murid's wife. And if that peer had kissed her on the cheek, then the murid would become so overwhelmed, you know. Now your cheeks are so mubarak, I can put my mouth there. So all this thing happened, right? And we, the problem with us, we're not reading. Or even if we're reading, then there's tajahul. Either we jahil of these things here, or there's tajahul that we're ignoring it. But these things happen. But our Zagaradis, they stuck free. Firm. One senior alim, I won't mention his name, from Lucknow, he invited her more time, Sahib Rahmatullah, at home. Said, now my family and all, they want to take bayat at your hands, alright? Now it was a family thing, so he had to go home. He can't expect them to come to the masjid, right? So they won't come to the masjid, so he'll go to the house. But a senior alim, Lucknow, known everywhere, everyone knows him for his taqwa, for his righteousness, for his virtue. So he's known very well. So now, as Mawlana steps into the house, so this alim that is known as the Buzrug in that place, known for his ilm, he says to his daughters and all that, now open your faces. Mawlana said, don't ever do that. I'll get out of the house. Don't ever do that. Just keep yourselves in parda and let there be a veil between me and you. So now this alim is saying, if Murad didn't see the face, then how can he make tawajjuh? You know, the buzurg will make tawajjuh, make dua for them. But he doesn't know, he didn't see the person. So how can he make dua and tawajjuh? So Murad is seeing now his children there, and I can't slam him in the presence of his children. So Murad said, what's the more important thing, the islah or the tawajjuh? So the topic just got buried, finished. But the firmness that I can't just get over, they absolutely firm. They stood on it. They didn't rock it. They stood firm, very firm. And then the buzrug that came afterwards also, they are very firm. Very firm. They said it as it were. Like I say, they endured when we saw these things. And they didn't rock the boat. They didn't. Even if it was Qayyid Ibn Sabr Rahmatullah that made a mistake, they would say that he made a mistake. We respect him for his righteousness, for his virtue. But in this case, he's made a mistake. So they will say it. Like for example, when I was there, right? So there was the case of the family planning, where Indira Gandhi was forcing people to be injected, right? So they come infertile, right? And Qayyid Ibn Sahib mentioned something that was of a little bit of a doubtful nature, not clear. Wasn't clear. But as though it was in support of that, as though. But the statement itself was not absolutely clear. So they said it, that no, the statement of his is not right. The ulama that I know of, they mentioned it and mentioned it clear. Now, on the one side, they call him Hakim ul Ummat, everything. But when he slipped a little bit, so they didn't fall, they didn't go with the slip. They said, he's a great person, we respect him for all that, but this is a slip, and we will not support him in the slip of his. He said it clearly. And I saw these things there. I was there at the time. And I saw these things. But you see the stance that they're taken. And that's why I feel very happy, feel very confident. Well, Habibur Rahman Sahib, and I think Hafiz Ahmad Sahib, right? So they were the senior most in Darul Diyoband at the time. And they would seem like the contemporaries of Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So they came up to Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali or Hazrat Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So you can see the friendship is too thick. Now in that friendship, Hadi Sahib or Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi Sahib is asking, but do you have a difference of opinion at the time? Do you have differences? I said, yeah. We have differences. Inshallah, phir woh dosti baki rahegi. If there is some difference, then the friendship will continue. But if there's absolutely no difference, that means I'm hiding you and you're hiding me, and you don't know when this thing will just explode. It will just explode. You're hiding, concealing. You're not saying what's supposed to be said. When both of you are in the administration, right? In the administration. But you're not saying what you're supposed to be saying. That means you are concealing. And the other person is also concealing. Right? Now when you're concealing, now what's going to happen? Right? So it's going to explode at some point. Right? Now, in the administration, you need to have some type of administrative abilities as well. Right? Now, there are cases here in the madrasa. Now, some junior ustad is asking me, why do I do this? I just alluded, I didn't tell him the crime. But I know what happened exactly. And then, you know, it happened, this thing happened. Then, I had to explain at some different forum. At a different forum, so see, this crime, if it happens, right, and if this was the treatment that was given, or this treatment wasn't given, will it be acceptable? So, no, I don't accept it. So, all right, I'm not going to understand it. But I didn't expose the person why. So the problem got ironed out, got cleared out, right? There was no problem because that person, we had to move him out, move him from his position, right? Moved him. So now he's not a problem any longer. If he was still a problem, then it was needed to expose the person. But now there is a problem, we didn't do anything about it. Then it's a problem. Now you're concealing the person, you don't know what's going on when they moved him, but I didn't expose the person. So I have to tell why I didn't expose the person. See, it was you that committed the wrong. And I go and tell the whole madrasa that you did this wrong, or the staff that you did this wrong. What will be left with your izzat? Will you appreciate that? So it's an administration, right? And everybody doesn't have the ability. And you know, every coming day I see this becoming more and more real, like, you know, it's unraveling. There must be a reason why the hadith says Al-Aimmatu min Quraysh, that some people have the capacity for this and some people don't have it. So when you don't have it, accept that you don't have it and then just accept the administration. Unless illa antaro kufran bawahan, you see something totally off, then it's a different thing. But it's something to do with administration, that don't interfere. See, it's a difference. Can you see that? Usman al-Ghani, he could see the problem, that is, he could foresee a problem, right? And he says, all the Quran Sharif must be written in one script. Can be recited in different qiraats, but one script must be maintained. And there was the Sahaba Kiram, nobody objected to it. But now, overall, the hadith says, Unzila ala sab'ati al-haruf. Usman is saying, burn all the rest. Just one script, ala lugati Quraysh. Nobody objected. So they could understand that he's got that administrative qualities that others don't have. By the same token, when he's talking Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu, he says to him, la inni araka fika, inni ara fika du'fan, uhibbuka wa ara fika du'fan, la taqdiyanna bayna ithnayn. ولا تتولين مال يتيم. So overall, to preside over a case or to look after yatim is farz, or I call it farz kifaya. But you don't have the capacity for it, so you won't do it. So you will not say that he's stopping him from an ibadah. Can you say that? No. Our problem is, yeah, the Mu'tana says that humare andar tabi'dari ka jazba nahi. We don't have the heart to just be subservient to someone, to the system or whatever. We don't have it at all. Why? Why must I say? Kan insanu akthara shay'in jadala. So we don't want to be subservient to a system. We don't want to be subservient to anybody. Mere zehn mein ye baat aa gayi, I must do it. I got the evidence for it. That's how we think. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, there's a case and he's being called up. And he's just refusing to say anything. So whoever is presiding over the case, he's asking, but why are you refusing to talk? In the meanwhile, one sahaba understood what was going on. So he went up and he fastened his Bilal radiallahu anhu, right? And now, after he fastened him up, now Bilal radiallahu anhu is speaking. So the reason was that the procedure was that the person that is charged, right, he is accused, he must be fastened up. That was the procedure. Now the procedure wasn't farz, wasn't wajib, but that was the procedure, that was the protocol, that if you are the accused, then you must be fastened up. So Bilal was objecting that why this procedure wasn't applied to me. Why am I made an exception to the rule? This is the rule. It's applied to him, it must apply to me as well. But you see, now, this type of abilities, understanding, most of us don't have it. And we have to accept that we don't understand it. But by the same token, you stand for the truth as well. If there's a wrong, then you say it is wrong. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is for the Qiran Hajj. He's very strong about the Qiran Hajj, right? Qiran or Tamattu, either both or one of the two, he's very strong. And Usman and Umar radiallahu are not qail of it. He is qail of it and they are not qail of it, right? Hazrat Ali stands firm. He says, no, this Qiran is a sunnah and I can't discard it, no matter come what may. But I will stand on this thing here. See that? So he'll speak out and say this is not right. So that was the stance of the Sahaba-i-Kiram. Then you see the same is followed by our Buzuganadi. Now this mizaj that is carrying on now presently, I don't talk about it, I don't know where this thing came from. How it started off, where it came from. It's wrong, say it's wrong. In Darul Dioban, we're sitting in the Darul Hadith, Ustad is there, and for some reason, I just had to look. I'm sitting in front of the Ustad. That was the entrance on the left. So, I just had to look on the left, and I saw a photographer with his stuff. At the same time, I shouted out, "Tasveer khinch raha hai." That chap had to run for his life straight away. Now I said, "No, must be very courteous. There must be, you know, or democracy and all that." What would have been the state? Mustafa Rahmatullah Ali, one Khalifa was a Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, he videoed the whole Taraweeh. He videoed the whole Taraweeh in Chhatta Masjid. Sab is there. Now that's all digital, obviously. Mustafa got to know about it, was very displeased. He asked him, "Well, bust the thing now, break it now. And make an open retraction tomorrow in the masjid. Make an open retraction." Now, don't you appreciate this thing here? At that time, he must have felt hard. I'm a Khalifa, I'm an Alim, I'm held in this much of respect and esteem. And now I am asked to break the whole reel, destroy the thing, and make an open retraction. See? So they will talk about it, openly. There's no mincing of words, clear. Say it as it were, If you got a reservation, ask about it. I got a reservation on this masala here. Then can you clear my mind? If you got the clarity, then accept it. If you don't have the clarity, say my mind is not clear. Say one of the two. But now not even talking about it, no clarity. Why? Because my relationship with this person gets spoiled. Then I ask you, where does this ayat of the Quran Sharif fear? وَلَا يَخَافُونَ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. Where does it feature? Does it feature anywhere? So the relationship is stronger than the command of Allah Ta'ala. أَرَهْتِي أَعَزُّ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَاتَّخَسْتُمُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ زِهْرِيَّةِ. So Hazrat says the problem is that kisi ke tabedari ko qubool nahi kar. They don't want to accept any person to be above them. All a boss. So now, who's going to be the chief then? All a boss. Do what you want, go where you want, come when you want, see what you want. And I'm the boss, I'm the chief. So now, uski islah ki koi surat hai, is the way to correct the person. So you start off with Hadi Sahab's story, you know. This person is coming to Hadi Sahab. And he says to Hadi Sahab, you know, be bahut bimar hai, dua kare. To peed khana se ha raha hai, ho rahi hai, aur ye ro raha hai. Dekho, isi taajub ki baat hai. And second thing, he said, wo to meri rotiya pakati hai. But see the strength. How are you talking about it? The strength about it. So Adi Sahib said, Allah Ta'ala khud gharzi se bachaya. So you want her to live for your rotis. So your muhabbat for her is not for the muhabbat for her, the muhabbat for your roti. So she is just a number there that is featuring so that your rotis get cooked and prepared well. So is that muhabbat right? Now, see Hadi Sahib is talking about, right? Then he says to Hadi Sahib, or Falah Sahib ne wada kiya, he made a promise to me that he will sponsor my trip to Madina Munawwara, and now he is blankly refusing to do it. Make dua that, you know, Allah Pak turns his heart. Just make dua that Allah Pak turns his heart. Now Ali Sahib was not talking casually. Now his tevra badal gaya. His whole facial expression changed. He says, mere samne shirk ki baat na kar. Don't talk about shirk ki things in front of me. Otherwise, if he wears, then you go. If he doesn't wear, then he won't go. Why? Where's your iman? But you see how they speak. Now, this was the life that I saw in my ustaz, in my seniors. I saw these things here. So this thing is difficult for me to part away from this. I will have to say this thing and see it as it were. So you got two things. You got a personal relationship and you got the relationship with the Sharia. Now what takes precedence over what? What do you do? So we are talking of one room Mawlana Jami Rahmatullah, right? And then you branch to maybe the barakat of Mawlana Jami Rahmatullah can. So the style was at that time, you got the zahir right, but did you get your batin right? Now, for the zahir, it makes much of emphasis. For a little bit of a zahir, zabar zahir mistake also, I'm the person. Such a big person, you can't get the zabar zahir, can't get the arab right. Make such a big noise, right? Don't make a noise. But the batin is not right, and we don't want to check it up. If we check it up, then we check ourselves. So we the x-ray machine, we the patient, we the doctor, we the x-ray machine. So now, is there any way to get the person right? I ask you. Any way to get the person? We the x-ray machine, we the doctor, we the patient, we everything. So now, I ask you, is there any way to get it right? I said, no, I need to go and... Are you talking about at a zamana, with the students like a buzurg also, the pabun and tahajjud. At that zamana you're talking of. I said, no, I must get my batin right. In the meanwhile, so he comes to the sheikh that he is intending. He saw he got a lovely mansion, and it came out from his mouth. Na dost bayat ke as dunya ke dunya dost darat. Na dost bayat ke dunya dost darat. That person can't be a buzrug who's got so much of worldly attachment. See, the palace is living in. All the frills and all that, right? So he can't be the friend of Allah Ta'ala. How can he be? So it came off of his mouth. See, I was saying, كَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. Man, mind, in a turmoil, fight, fight, fight. So that's human mind. So he won't just subject himself. Under this verse, there is an incident of Ali radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah Pasam is passing the house, and he enters the house. Ali and Fatima radiallahu anhu get up for tahajjud. So Ali radiallahu anhu is saying that arwahuna, our souls, are in Allah Pak's hands. When he releases it, then we get up. That was the answer. Nabi Sam did not answer, and he turned away. He struck his thigh and said, "Kana insanu akthara shay'in jadala." Now, let me show you what it means, right? So, exam time is approaching, and the ustad is saying, "Work hard, you know. Work hard. See that you stay a little bit awake, and then do your work. Get your work done." So the student says, but you know, ilm is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. He'll give, if he wants to give, he'll give. What? What the student says? Ilm is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. If he wants to give, he'll give. So what the student is saying is wrong or right? It's right, right? But is that the answer to give at that time? So many a time when alim comes, he thinks he's saying what is right. What he's saying is right. Ali is saying what he's saying is right, but is that the right time? Now there's discrete differences, who's going to make out? Whereas Ali is Babul Ilm, Madinatul Ilm. But now sometimes this fine line things you can't make out. So this one alim comes to the more time, and he says, yeah, I got a lot of deaths I got, you know. So I need to get it sorted out. So what must I do? You got a lot of murids, so you can talk to them, you know. No, but how must I talk to them? He said, no, you see, the Islah, you know, you're doing Islah for these murids. Right? This is a student that is studying with Mawlana's contemporary, same class. So there's a little bit of a degree of informality, so he can speak to Mawlana. So you see, you're doing Islah for these people, and Islah is Mujahada. You know, Mujahada, you have to strive against your nafs. So you'll ask them to give out money, right? You'll ask them to give money. So it's going to be mujahada, the Islam will be done, and mera kaam bhi ban jayega. See, the Islam is done, and I'll get sorted out as well. But you see that alim's mind, his nafs is also an alim. So how he's turned the whole thing around? Islam requires mujahada, it requires a little bit of exertion, right? So when I ask him to spend, so he's going to be exerting him. In the process, his Islah will be done. And number two is, my loan also will get settled. So more I have to explain to the person. That every Islah situation is not the same. One requires one procedure, the other requires another procedure. One requires one procedure, the other requires another procedure. So the procedures may be totally conflicting. But now you don't know the thing. Because you don't know the thing, therefore you are suggesting this type of a solution. See that I'm saying, tabedari ka jazba nahi. You don't have that heart to follow, to subject yourself. So then how are you going to move forward? So every procedure is not the same, number one. Number two is this. Alright, say for example, he is from required that he spends money, right? But what's the need to spend the money on you? There may be maybe other million needy people. So what's the need that I spend the money on you particularly? See like you're going to a doctor, right? So you got a sugar problem, right? He's got a sugar problem and he's got a pressure problem. The doctor will administer the same medication. Both have problems. But the problem is different here. The problem is different here. For every problem, you can't give the same tablet. Everybody gives the same tablet. You can't do the same thing. Different procedures. See, so the Buzurg or the Sheikh, he needs to be so alert. He needs to be very alert when he's doing work here. Because if he's not alert, he's not registering what's going on. And when he's not registering what is going on, then they'll make this whole thing a joke. So now the general take in Islam, I make zikr and all that, you're a very good person. Mamulat, very good. The first thing by Hazrat Ji Ramatai, Allah Thami Sahib, by what is your batin like? What is your mu'amalat like? What is your tongue like? What is your relationship with the family and friends like? How do you relate? You must know, you must see how this thing is going on. So, these things are a secondary thing. That is just an mu'in, or they would say, it's just a support. These are the main things, this is the base, because the base is character. The whole base of the tasawwuf is good character. Right? But character, not what English says, what the hadith has to say, that's the whole essence of character. Now what we reduced it to? Someone saw one buzurg making zikr, so he's imitating them. I go one masjid, we're a little bit late coming back, so we come to one masjid. So two, three people making jamaat on the sand side, outside the masjid. Anybody and everybody just became a sheikh, he's making zikr, la ilaha illallah, the whole masjid is doing, we became buzurgs now. So what the whole tasawwuf became now? Just make a little bit of zikr, a little bit of lengthy namaz, and now you're a buzurg. So who's going to attend to the akhlaq? Who's going to attend to all these things here? Whether the person is stealing, robbing, cheating, using vulgar languages, doing things at home, etc. That is not on the cards. What's on the card is doing a ma'mulat. Whereas, they are saying it clearly, this is just a support. This is not the maqsad. The whole goal here is get the akhlaq right. And you didn't get the akhlaq right, you're looking at the nafal, and you're leaving out the faraiz. So, you understand what you are doing. See. As the Shaykh Allah says that, towards the end, my Shaykh Mawasan, Puri Sahib Rahmatullahi, unko haathon mein rasha lag gaya. So I think it means something, Parkinson. So he couldn't write. So I used to be doing the correspondence. One person comes up, and you know, the halat, so grand, I have no doubt that now he's going to get khilafat. But says meri taajub ki intihaan na rahi, I was really absolutely surprised when the Shaykh told him, see, besides the faraz and sunnah, leave every mustahab, every nafar and mustahab, zikr, everything, leave it out. See that? Now what has the Shaykh felt and what the Shaykh is thinking? Says, because now this person will think that the halat, kayfiyat, etc., the mustahabat that he's doing, that's the whole maqsood, and this thing here is just by the way. Akhlaqiyat, etc., mu'amrat is just by the way. And that's the maqsood. And this person will turn the whole thing around to make him understand that this is the maqsood here. Get your akhlaq right. Get your mu'amrat right. Get your mu'asharat right. I am saying, it'll become like a bidati thing. You're talking with girls openly, and they don't feel ashamed about it. They don't feel embarrassed about it. And these people are doing the same thing. What's wrong is, it's the 21st century now. You can't apply the same rules. They're saying it exactly. Chotamura Vishwa said, that's what he's hearing. He's telling me, see, now let's elasticize the whole thing. Let's elasticize. In other words, don't be so strict now. So we're talking of Mawlana Jami Rahmatullah Alayh. So now he got despondent. Now he saw whatever he saw, and he got despondent even by the nearby masjid. Abu Zaman also, in small villages, there weren't any inns and hotels. So you go and sleep in the masjid. You have a small place that you want to sleep. Towns people would arrange the meals. So now he sees in his dream, he sees the Maidan al-Hashr, and he is in problems. He doesn't have enough sawab just to get into Jannah. In the meanwhile, he sees the Shaykh Shamsuddin Kubra Rahmatullah. He sees him. He got a whole entourage. Stops by over. What happened? Pareshanu ex neki. He tells his khazanchi, his treasurer, by unko kuch sawab de do. Gave priyada. What happens? Hey, what I was thinking, what third law? He went back to the Khanqah. So the Shaykh is asking, how wo kaun sa nusra sunaya tha? He said, ye to gustakhi ho jayegi. I'm going to say the same. Dost Bashad ke duniya dost daya. He's not a buzrug who keeps attached to the dunya. So persuasion, the Shaykh said, see, now you're going to say it as per my command. Before you did of your own, that was wrong. I am commanding you, so you'll do it. So he says, no, the poetry is not complete. The poetry completes like this, agar darab, barahe, dost darab. If he has the dunya, it's not for his personal things. It's for the love of Allah Ta'ala. Right? Because, it's a person like Nizamuddin Awliya, right? So he's got all class of people coming up for him. Sometimes it is the ministers, sometimes the prime minister, sometimes the king, sometimes the peasant, sometimes the informal worker, all these classes. And the hadith tells us, أَنْزِلُوا النَّاسَ مَنَازِلَهُمْ, that you respect people according to their status. Now if he doesn't have it like this, then these people of position, then how is he going to be dealing with them? Because they are feeling that we need to be respected according to our status. Right. We're not being given that respect. So is there going to be an occasion where their islah is going to be made? So we have to make this thing here so that every type of person can be accommodated for islah. The wealthy, right, accordingly, and the poor accordingly, both will come for islah. They're in one place and all islah is done at one and the same forum. See. So now, the person doesn't know these things here. Now why the Shaykh did this? He can't an insan akthara shay'in jadala. We're talking about Ali radiallahu anhu. Right. Now what was the wrong in that? The wrong in that was, I explained that just for example, but the wrong in that was that when Nabi Sam is saying something, the adab requires, I'll try my best to do it. Not to say that arwahuna fi yadillah, not to say that. So I'll try my best, we'll try, get ourselves to do it.